Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 88. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 66. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 90. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach and his office has officially opened up federal investigations into several different public school districts across the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports, according to the press release from yesterday, they say that the AG's office is requesting the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights to investigate four different school districts for allegedly disobeying the new Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, saying as of right now that four different school districts that require educators to conceal information from parents concerning, quote, social transitioning of their children. In the press statement, they say that Shawnee Mission District, USD 512, Kansas City, USD 500, Olathe, USD 223, and Topeka, USD 501 are all part of the request for the investigation. According to the AG's office, they say that these schools that have policies that allow for students to share bathrooms, locker rooms, and other spaces that are based on selected gender identity.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment kicked off this new week by announcing that the state of Kansas has seen more than a total of 80 cases of the measles spread across 12 different counties, most of them being in southwestern portions of the state, with three hospitalizations. KSN News reports that the three hospitalization cases are connected, and most of them are in Gray County, where they say there is good news, according to the National Center for Disease Control and Prevention, announcing only 20 different new measles cases last week in total, with Iowa having their first outbreak as of Thursday last week. States with active outbreaks include us here in the state of Kansas, along with our surrounding neighbors, including Oklahoma, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Illinois, Montana, North Dakota, Georgia, and Iowa. Health officials here in the state of Kansas continue to remind individuals to get the measles shots, especially for those younger across the state, saying that the three that have died so far nationwide were two elementary school age children and one adult. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the University of Nebraska's Board of Regents has unanimously approved a new individual to be the next chancellor for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, approving Neil Snoor to be the next chancellor for the school. Snoor had served as president of Northern State University in South Dakota and is set to start the new position on July 1st with an annual salary of $355,000. He is replacing the former UNK Chancellor Doug Christensen, who retired back in 2024 and after 22 years was the longest chancellor's tenure in Nebraska University history. In a statement from Snore, talking with the Nebraska Examiner, he did say that he was excited to return to Kearney Community, a home where he says that he, his wife, and their two children had been raised, all of them taking classes at UNK, saying, quote, "It's home for our family, and it's very exciting." He says one of the main focuses will figure out how to increase the pipeline into careers or higher education for students. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Ready for the ultimate music experience at Rock the Plains in Manhattan, Kansas at Tone Creek State Park, August 8th and 9th. Join us for 2 days of nonstop live music featuring Casey Donahue.
Living the double wide dream.
Logan Mize.
She calls me back. Back to her heartland.
Curtis Grimes.
Loving the cowboy.
And Randy Rogers.
I wish you were in my arms instead.
More. You'll be under the stars and by the dam for this historic weekend.
Bring your friends, bring the energy, and let's rock the plains together.
You'll also see Aaron Watson.
Running like an old freight train.
Pat Green.
Came on the way, long way.
And the Josh Abbott Band.
She's like Texas, and she likes me.
Get your tickets now at rocktheplains.com with VIP and camping sites available. We'll see you at Rock the Plains at Tunnel Creek State Park.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An arrest Monday in Gage County was reported as authorities were notified shortly after 7 a.m. that a 5-year-old boy was unresponsive and in care at a Kansas City hospital. The child had been taken to CMH in Marysville and was transferred for specialized care. Upon investigation, a Liberty, Nebraska man, 30-year-old Timothy Lee Irks, was taken into custody as a suspect in the case, which reportedly involved two young victims, including the 5-year-old and an infant girl. He was not at his rural Liberty home when a search warrant was executed later Monday, but was observed in a vehicle on Highway 8 later that day, and a traffic stop was made. The investigation continues. Erks is being held on suspicion of first-degree assault and child abuse in the injury charges. An Onega woman, 43-year-old Dana Bloom, was arrested for attempted murder after allegedly running over 52-year-old Kara Murray in rural Wamego following an argument. Authorities responded to the scene early Sunday, shortly after midnight, finding Murray with serious injuries. She was flown by helicopter to an area hospital. Bloom is in custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail while the investigation continues. Marysville City Council meeting Monday discussed a request from Marshall County Partnership for Growth for $10,000 this year in funding, which is double the amount budgeted. Recently hired Director Mike Miller spoke of active development of housing, developing and reselling a home in Blue Rapids, where the group currently owns 3 building lots. The hope is to initiate housing construction in the $150,000 to $250,000 range, and that if a dozen or more homes were eventually built, private sector attention could be drawn. Councilmember Colleen Behrens noted the city had multiple other big projects in the works this year and suggested adding the increase to next year's budget. A motion to proceed with the request for $10,000 was passed on a 7-1 vote, with Behrens voting no. One Marysville director, Wayne Cruzy, outlined plans for the 4th of July activities, noting that additional volunteers are needed. They may contact his office. He asked input regarding Independence Day activities next year, which will mark the 250th anniversary of the United States. Approval was granted for drainage improvements for the Diamonds at the Lakeview Sports Complex, which passed on a 7-1 vote, with Kevin Throm voting no. A fireworks ordinance was presented which would allow sale of fireworks June 20th through July 7th, but would limit discharge of fireworks within city limits June 27th through July 7th. The ordinance was passed 7-1 with Kevin Throm voting no. He noted during discussion that if sales dates were expanded, there would likely be fireworks discharged from the date fireworks went on sale. Odell Community Day kicks off Friday evening with a scavenger hunt at 6, followed by puzzles and pizza at the community building, hosted by high school youth. Saturday includes a sand volleyball tournament, parade Saturday evening at 6, with free bounce houses afterward till 8:30, Redneck Olympics, and a little tugger tractor pull with fireworks at dark in Odell Saturday evening. Betty Jean Thomas, age 89, passed away June 19th. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ and Beatrice, in Ernman in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jean Thomas. Joanne A. Mills, age 84, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Mills. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered chicken, mashed potatoes, peas and carrots, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, sloppy joes, sweet potato tots, California vegetable blend, and bananas and pudding. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marshall County Community Band will continue their summer concert series Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Handicapped access without steps available on the west side behind the Kester Block commercial buildings. Bring your lawn chairs. Concert begins Thursday evening at 7:30. This Thursday, the Kester House Foundation will host a fish fry beginning at 5 p.m. Free will donation. Fish fry begins at 5, the concert at 7:30 Thursday at the Kester House Gardens, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some storms producing heavy rain. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Clearing up on Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Warming up as we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Showers off and on throughout Monday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and more scattered showers possible early Monday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the afternoon on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and more rain Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening at 9, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Mostly sunny, 73 degrees. There are a few very light scattered cells of shower activity northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. That's more a miss than a hit variety this hour. Most of it concentrated up into east central northeast Nebraska this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 26th of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family-owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family-driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
Big day is in June, after all. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. First round of the NBA draft last night sees Cooper Flagg go number one overall. First of three Duke players selected. He goes to Dallas, as expected. Slight surprise with Utah selecting Ace Bailey out of Rutgers at number five. Phoenix on the heels of the Kevin Durant trade this week. Lands Kaman Malawak at number 10, though that was a trade from Houston. Round two of the draft tonight. As it happened 8 times this season, the NBA looking into the rash of Achilles injuries. So many this season. Commissioner Adam Silver says there weren't any last NBA season, and the previous high was 4. Baseball, 15 games on yesterday's slate. 7 of them were shutouts. Rangers blanked the Orioles 7-0. Jacob DeGrom took a no-hitter to the 8th, longest no-hit bit of his career. Padres topped the Nationals 1-0, their 13th shutout of the season to lead baseball. Cubs 8-0 over the Cardinals. Phillies lose to the Astros 2-0. Phillies held scoreless in consecutive games. Twins 2-0 over the Mariners. Cal Raleigh's streak of 7 straight games with an extra base hit comes to an end. Rays shut out the Royals 3-0. Tampa Bay now 10 games over 500. A's beat the Tigers 3-0. Detroit's 5th shutout loss this season. Tigers this week did become the first team to 50 wins. Yesterday, the Dodgers became the first NL team to 50.
And Muncy swings, hits a drive, deep right field, way back, it is gone! Max Muncy with a grand slam, his 2nd one this week. And the Dodgers have opened it up, it is 7-1. Oh, Maxwell swinging the silver hammer in the Mile High City.
AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-1. Angels top Boston 5-2. Red Sox have dropped 5 straight. Yankees beat Cincinnati 7-1. Mets a 7-3 win over Atlanta. WNBA Aces score the first 19 points of their game with Connecticut. They win by 26.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
What's the one sale you can't miss? It's the Macy's One Day Sale. Come into Macy's and find the best prices of the month on thousands of incredible summer deals. From Levi's shorts for just $29.99 to Guy's fresh Alfani sneakers for the same price. From microfiber sheet sets $9.99 to $19.99 to over half off a 2-carat total weight diamond bridal set ring. Half off. It's a day unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale. Tomorrow. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has pulled pork, brisket, ribs, and more, always smoked to delicious perfection for the best summer cookouts.
ABC News, Wall Street Now. Although the S&P reached an all-time high, stocks started to waver after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the Senate Banking Committee. He faced pressure from Republican senators about cutting interest rates. Powell insisted he wants to wait and see how President Trump's tariffs affect the economy and inflation before the board considers its next move. The Dow lost 106 points, the NASDAQ added 61, and the S&P was nearly even but closed at 6,092 points. Crude oil prices stabilized after plunging about $10 a barrel in the last 2 days. Shares of FedEx fell more than 3% after giving a profit forecast for this quarter that's short of expectations. QuantumScape jumped 32% after announcing a breakthrough in its process for making solid-state batteries. The technology promises to improve electric vehicle range, cut charging times, and minimize the risk of battery fires. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Thursday morning to you all. Markets opening up for this second to last day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. The grains market did see a lot of red losses throughout the day. A similar story in the seeds market. However, the livestock market did start off in the red and kind of flirted within the green, and then it tatered back into mixed. We'll see if these trends can go into the green throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether you're herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off in the corn market, July corn finished down 6 pennies at 410 and a quarter. September corn finished down 7 and a quarter at 405 even. Kansas City wheat for July finished down 10 and a half cents at 524 and a quarter. September KC wheat finished down 10 and a half cents at 539 and a quarter. In the oats market, July oats finished down 4 and a quarter at 3.59 and a quarter. September oats finished in the green up 1 and a half cents at 3.45 and a quarter. In the bean market, July soybeans finished down 21.5 cents at 10.25 1/4. August soybeans finished down 20 3/4 at 10.29 1/2. Soybean meal for July finished down 4.50 at 2.76 even. August soybean meal finished down 4.80 at 2.80 even. Soybean oil for July down 35 cents at 51.82. August soybean oil down 31 cents at 51.94. In the canola market, July canola finished in the green up $4.40 at 6.97.80. November canola up $8.40 at 7.14.60. Over in the cotton market, July cotton finished in the green up 43 cents at 66.40. December cotton up 53 cents at 68.32. Over in the stock market, the Dow Jones down 109 points, the S&P 500 up 2 points, and the NASDAQ up 51 points.
Lewin Burger in Waterville has dependable Sim Angus Cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies, these feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewin Burger today at Waterville, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Double cropping can be an effective strategy that allows Kansas producers to maximize productivity by growing two crops in the same field during a growing season. K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon describes double cropping.
In Kansas, after wheat harvest, we still have a significant amount of growing season left in many portions of the state. And especially in years where we've had a good amount of moisture, there's quite a bit of opportunity there to go ahead and get a double crop in with good establishments and take advantage of that window. We have a number of options for folks to choose across the state. And so quite an opportunity right here in 2025.
He emphasizes that controlling volunteer wheat is crucial to the success of a double cropping plan.
It is essential that our producers are being mindful about control of their volunteer wheat. And so when we're thinking about going in and with these double crop options, it's important to think about how we are planning out our planting dates and our herbicides so that we are getting out there and getting that effective control of that volunteer and keeping that volunteer controlled to the best of our ability in that double crop, just to prevent that volunteer from acting as a green bridge for the wheat curl mites that spread the wheat streak mosaic virus. As we were going around with wheat plot tour this year, that was something we were really pushing, especially through central Kansas, where we think that potentially some of that volunteer that shows up in a double crop may be one of those less obvious sources of volunteers. So really essential that we be mindful of that.
Simon also shares key management practices that can lead to higher yields and more consistent results.
When it comes to sorghum management in the double crop scenario, it's important to make some considerations that help us for management that help us maintain yield potential. So as we go into a double crop scenario, we see some really good advantages from increasing our seeding rate and narrowing up our row spacing, kind of similar to the way that we think about soybeans and their management. The other thing around this would be your fertility management. So we need to be planning on following wheat, where we think we probably depleted most of that residual N, making sure that we're going out with an adequate rate of N to meet that crop demand and reach that yield potential.
That was K-State Extension agronomist Logan Simon with general reminders for growers who are planning to double crop after wheat harvest. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It is sale day today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Their cattle sale begins 11 a.m. with over 600 head of early consignments, including 19 black bred heifers, home-raised, bred to low-weight Simmental Angus bull. They'll start calving September 15th for 60 days. 45 mixed steers and heifers weigh 5 to 750. 70 black and Charolais steers and heifers 6 to 650. A dozen crossbred steers weighing at 700 pounds, another 20 in that range. 60 black heifers, 8 to 850, they're off brome. 120 crossbred heifers, 8 to 850. Another 120 weighing 9 to 950.
120 crossbred heifers, 1,000 to 1,050 pounds, 8 black steers at 1,000 to 1,100 pounds, and 10 black bulls weighing in 1,100 pounds. Those are early consignment listings for the sale today beginning 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, operating on their summer schedules with sales every other Thursday.
You might buy some vegetables at a farmer's market this summer, but you may come home with a whole lot more. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 26th, the 177th day of the year. Pop singer Ariana Grande celebrates a birthday, and the Berlin Airlift began on this day in 1948. In towns and villages across the country, Americans say they miss a sense of community that seems to be fading from civic life. But here's some good news. One institution that cultivates that spirit is more popular than ever, the local farmers market. A University of Wisconsin professor says farmers markets play an important role in bringing groups together, reconstituting public spaces, and fostering community spirit. Shoppers find a sense of connection not only to a locally grown food, but also to one another. So if your community spirit needs a little boost, check out a local farmers market this summer. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more of everything online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 74 degrees with some clouds. Middle 80s on the high side, warming to around 90 on Friday. Middle 90s then Saturday.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. The understanding of the current status of the mental health of our farmers and ranchers has caught the ears of Brooke Rollins, who is the Secretary of Agriculture with the USDA. The suicide rate among farmers is heartbreakingly high, comparable to that of veterans, and it's an issue that can no longer be overlooked. Recognizing the urgency, conversations have already taken place with Doug Collins, the secretary at the VA, who comes from a background familiar to many in the farming community. He's been engaged in the discussions on how to move forward, and new initiatives are expected to roll out soon. A strong believer in the vision of the founding fathers, the speaker emphasized the importance of state acting as laboratories of democracy where real innovation begins. Rather than relying solely on the federal government, they've been working closely with agricultural commissioners and governors, including Governor Pillen, to develop and support state-driven solutions. Mental health challenges facing farmers and ranchers remain a top priority in those efforts.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing? It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Egg Foreign to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Egg Ford or visit us online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
With the former head coach of the Kansas men's basketball team, Bill Self, officially done at the university, bidding is now open for the former desk of the head coach, Bill Self. KSNT News reports that the Kansas University Athletics Department is using it for a fundraiser for the school, saying that the coach had used the desk between August of 2009 through April of 2023 and does bear his autograph on the inside of one of the drawers. Self had served as head coach for the Jayhawks since 2003 and had served as the role for 22 seasons and was recognized as KU's winningest coach with hundreds of career wins over the course of his 32 seasons in total. If you would like to put a bid on the desk from the former head coach, you can do so through noon on July 10th, as the price is starting at $5,000 with bid increments going up by $200. And you can find more information on the website at kuathletics.com/auctions. It is one of the many items that Kansas University Athletics Department is using for their summer auction season and raising funds for the athletic department moving forward. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, K-State fans, tickets for all six of K-State's home football games in the 2025 season are on sale now. Order yours today and secure a seat as Avery Johnson and the Cats host North Dakota, Army, UCF, TCU, Texas Tech, and Colorado. Remember, Saturdays are better in the Bill surrounded by the K-State family. So order your tickets today by visiting kstatesports.com. We can't wait to see you in the Bill this fall.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team swept Setica in a doubleheader Wednesday, winning 13-2 and 14-0. Marysville Legion Team returns home for doubleheader Saturday, Sunday, hosting Atchison Saturday games at 3 and 5 and Donovan County Sunday with games at 3 and 5 at Feldhausen Field.
KNDY.